For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday hailed the success of the bid for the 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games by Beijing together with Zhang Jiakou. He has expressed thanks to all people involved and hopes to present a fantastic Winter Olympics. Liu Yunshan, member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee, attended a celebration in the Olympic Park in Beijing on Friday evening. Liu also says that the 2022 Olympic Games contribute not only to the winter sports in China, but also to the friendship and mutual understanding between China and the rest of the world. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for efforts to study the significance of China's resistance against Japanese aggression and its role in World War II. Xi Jinping made the remarks at a study session attended by members of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee on Thursday. He said research of this part of history should focus on the mainstream and the true nature of the resistance against the Japanese invasion. The president also pledged to collect more evidence, including archives and witness accounts. He also urged efforts to enable historians and institutions across the Taiwan Straits to share historical documents, jointly compile historical records, and jointly safeguard national dignity and honor. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the victory in the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the end of World War II. Chinese authorities have sentenced a senior military official to 10 years in prison for embezzlement. Zhang Daixin served as the deputy commander of the Heilongjiang Provincial Military Area before his fall. At the same time, it's been announced that Wang Xin, former political commissar of the traffic unit of the Chinese Armed Police Force, is being investigated for suspected serious disciplinary violations. Wang's case has been transferred to military prosecutors. More than 1 million people have been affected as more downpours hit Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region. Two people are missing and over 53,000 people evacuated as continuous rainfall flooded over 30 counties on Friday afternoon. The rainstorms have damaged hectares of crops and houses, causing a direct economic loss of about 350 million yuan. Rescue teams and relief materials have been sent to the rain-battered areas. A 19-year-old Palestinian died early on Saturday of his wounds sustained during clashes with Israeli soldiers, which broke out on Friday evening in the West Bank. The young man was shot by Israeli troops' gunfire during the clashes at one of the Israeli army roadblocks in the West Bank. Tension between Israel and the Palestinians mounted on Friday in the West Bank after settlers set fire to a house in the town of Duma near the northern city of Nablus, killing an 18-month-old baby boy and wounding his family members. Earlier on Friday, a 17-year-old Palestinian teenager was killed by Israeli soldiers' gunfire near the borders between the northern Gaza Strip and Israel. Plane wreckage carrying probable MH370 debris left Reunion Island Friday night for Tulo, France for further analysis. It's being reported that the debris will be analyzed by the General Directorate of Armaments. Earlier reports also suggested that the debris should be quickly identified because each piece is numbered in an airplane. The aircraft wreckage was found on the eastern coast of France's overseas Reunion Island on Wednesday. The U.S.-led anti-IS coalition struck two key bridges on Friday in eastern Syria. Both bridges were used by Islamic State militants to move between Syria and Iraq. One of the bridges connects the Syrian city of Bukamal with the town of Baghouz in Iraq, while the other connects Bukamal to the town of Sawaya. The observatory says that partial destruction of the bridges makes IS movement difficult between the two countries. The U.S.-led anti-terror coalition started striking IS positions in Syria in September of last year. It's being reported on Friday that an experimental Ebola vaccine tested on thousands of people appears to work. World Health Organization Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kinney says the vaccine could now be used to help end the worst recorded outbreak of Ebola. There is currently no licensed treatment or vaccine for Ebola. The study is now being continued, with all participants receiving the vaccine immediately and will be extended to include 13 to 17-year-olds and possibly also 6 to 12-year-old children. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.